MLA pay, more than 6 months since the Secretary of State received recommendations to cut pay by over £13,000. Nothing has happened. The TV leader, Jim Allister, contacted Karen Bradley to ask how much you, the taxpayer, paid for that report, and that figure stands at almost £5,000. We asked the Secretary of State if she had set any kind of deadline, and we were told she is carefully considering all the details and will set out the next steps in due course. Like, you know, some people might argue, does the Secretary of State think the Northern Irish people are stupid when she says in due course and there's no timeline on that? Does the Secretary of State think the Northern Ireland people don't see what she's doing by saying in due course, which means that can be as long as she wants it to be? Andrea Murphy from the Anderson Now News with us today. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the political commentator, David McCann. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Andrea, so I guess what she's trying to do, to be fair to her, is keep their big money for as long as possible in the event that they get back into an assembly.
I'd be honest with you, she isn't doing anything about anything at the minute, so it doesn't surprise me she's doing nothing about it either. And the list of things that she's doing nothing about, it probably does come pretty low on her agenda. You know, it just seems to me whether it's doing something about all of the wide political vacuum that has been created. The British government, Secretary of State, just seems to be consistently wanting, not being active enough, only responding when she absolutely has to, and just consistently seem to be whatever the DUP agenda is her agenda, and just being nice to everyone, smiling at everyone, saying, I'll do things in due course, and not actually being robust and fulfilling her obligations under the Good Friday Agreement. So MLA pay, you know, to be honest, the review came about as a bit of a long finger by James Brokenshire too. Then in comes the review, makes its recommendations. They long finger that as well because they're just not going to do anything about absolutely all of the circumstances that we all face here.
David?
I share Andre's frustration about the Secretary of State basically putting this on the long finger. And again, it's one of a growing list of things that she is dithering over, particularly if you're paying £5,000 of taxpayers' money over this. And whilst I am sceptical about actually cutting MLA's pay as any durable or tenable solution, I very much agree with Andre's sentiment that she should really fish her cut bait on the issue. This drift and dither just causes two further problems. One, it fuels further disillusionment with MLAs and the political institutions. And two, it basically, as Andre says, makes the Secretary of State look weak. And again, how would anyone have any confidence in her if she can't make a decision on something as small as this? How can she make a decision on the bigger calls that she's going to have to make down the line?
Andre?
Yeah, and, you know, I think that in terms of the MLA pay, you know, there is an argument around MLA pay that isn't going to make a huge difference in terms of motivation. The people who are elected to the Assembly, whatever you think of them from whatever their backgrounds, they are committed public servants in the main. And so, you know, the issue around whether the pay should be cut proportionate to their responsibilities, as was done under the review, you know, whether that's going to make a big difference to whether people retain their seats and retain their constituency hard work that they do is debatable. I think it probably wouldn't make a huge amount of difference anyway. I don't think it's a big motivator for getting people back to the core issues that are preventing the Assembly being re-established. But in terms of where the Secretary of State is this morning, she's seen the Irish government being very robust around the intergovernmental conference. They have at last given a date for that in July. So you hope that there'll be some momentum, but you can see absolutely no vision from them about what they are going to contribute to that date in July and how we are actually going to see something emerging, hopefully, for the autumn.
Here's Stephen and Bush Mills in this. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Stephen.
Right. I believe that MLA should be made redundant with no pay.
Do you?
Yes.
And where would we lose them?
Where?
Well, how would what would happen if we lost all of that excellence and knowledge?
Are you kidding, Stephen?
If they went and got all their job, well, they do. Some of them do. Some of them don't, right? But some of them have yes, I've known some of these DUP, Sinn Féin, Alliance, Us Unionist Party, SDLP, TUV, so it goes on for many, many years. I've known some of them for years. Some of them are very, very intelligent people. Some of them won't talk to me. Some of them wouldn't really like me to continue in my job, but I can tell you now, some of them are very, very smart people, Stephen.
I'm not saying they're not, Stephen, but it's like a fellow says to the other fellow, what do you think of Northern Ireland politics? The other fellow said it'd be a good idea.
And Sean and Enniskillen. Morning, Sean.
Slightly worried here, Stephen. There seems to be a bit of discrimination going on here. Why should MLAs be treated any differently than Sinn Féin MPs? They don't sit either. They don't attend their place of work.
David McCann?
Well, I think the issue with that is that, one, as Andre was pointing out, MLAs aren't motivated by money, and you know this yourself, Stephen. The 90 MLAs up there, I can't think of any of them who I know or interact with on a regular basis are motivated by money, number one. And number two, even though the Assembly is not sitting, they are
I know some of them that like their money.
But is that their main motivation for being in politics, though, Stephen?
You maybe know, not. Maybe not. Question. No, they could earn a lot more elsewhere. That's fair.
And by the way, Stephen, I would just say, walk up and down. If you're in your constituency, go walk up and down the main street and see your MLA's constituency offices. They're still open. They're still working. Last month, Stephen, you covered something that Nicola Mallon had uncovered through her work in the health service.
Correct.
So, for example, MLAs are still working. MLAs are still sorting out benefit claims, housing claims. I mean, for example, I know lots of people who work for MLAs and political parties, and they're still rushed off their feet, and they share that frustration. And also, another key point to this,
David, that you're missing, with all due respect, is that the Secretary of State said she was going to have this review. It cost $5,000 to do. The review has given the recommendations to cut their pay. And now she's is she ignoring it, or is she looking at next steps in due course?
I think she's probably ignoring it. But as Andre points out, the Secretary of State has dithered on this and many other issues. But again, I point out to the public, you did vote for this last March.
Okay, David and Andre, thank you very much indeed.